It's the PM Show Weekend Edition on CRN Digital Talk Radio. And Sports Byline, our latest. This is great. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The one and only superstar of the program, the main star, the one and only Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, played for the Giants briefly, was on the Patriots. He'll tell you that story.
Briefly. But I had an effect.
He had an effect on the EUC. Yes, you did. And, of course, so many years with the Rams. And, of course, the legendary actor who was in Hunter, Crisis, and now stars in a recurring role on Agent X on TNT, the one and only Mr. Fred Dry.
Thanks so very much, Michael Horn. You look splendid today. You have your button-down business shirt on. Where's your tie?
I took the tie off because when I came in, Darren Peck at Sports Byline said it's a casual show. Take the ties off.
That's very good advice. Very good advice. Now I'm still reeling.
You're also not only reeling
from the debates this last week.
Oh boy, yeah.
I turned it on. You know, I talked to my friend, my good friend Steve Rosenblum. Remember Steve Rosenblum?
Yeah.
He was the vice president of the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, the Rams for all
very
those
good
great
friend,
years.
Very good friend of mine.
The Rosenblum family.
Yep. I used to console him all the time about the loss of his father.
Yeah.
You know, which is an interesting story. At some point in time, ladies and gentlemen,
will you tell that story?
I'm going to tell. It's a story. It could take up a whole hour. But it has to do around with the death of Carol Rosenblum, who at the time owned the Los Angeles Rams in 1979, and subsequently his wife Georgia Frontieri took over. And ironically, as ironic things are, that's the year we went to the Super Bowl.
And
it was a double-edged sword. It was great to be there, but it was sad to be there without Carol. But anyway, the point is that I talk with Steve a lot about everything that's going on. We talk about our conservative ways and our beliefs. And, of course, there's nothing more enticing to me than to check in and see what's going on in the world of politics. And last night, the night before, I tuned in. And,
you watched the debate?
And I watched the debate for 15 minutes, and then I turned it off. You know why? You want to know why?
Yes.
Here's the reason why. I got tired. Something hit me that it was the same old, same old. It was the same old stinky fish, and that it was too many people up on the dais. There was 15 people, 14 people.
That's right.
There's too many people up there, and they got to get rid of them because the conversation seemed to dwell into the same pattern. It's the same pattern. And then when I saw Trump, who I like, start making faces again about criticism, I said, that's it. I'm turning it off. And I turned the radio on. I turned the radio on, and I had a great time. It was better on the radio, and then I watched the wrap-up shows.
You didn't watch it on TV.
Listened to it.
Oh.
It was much better. And then I caught Hannity and all these other guys. I can't watch O'Reilly anymore, and I can get into that later on. But I can't watch him. But I had a lot of fun doing it, and one thing led to another. So I started flipping channels. Flipped over to the Dodger station and watched a Dodger game from last year. I don't know why I was doing that.
Well, because it might have been the only one that they really had a great victory in.
The one game that everybody played well.
But pitching staff more than Clayton Kershaw.
I have. When we come back, we can chat about a lot of things. One of the things is Dodgers made some
big
trades.
Big blockbuster trades this week.
Well, so,
big blockbuster.
Hang in there.
It's the PM Show Weekend Edition on sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participant, participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com,
310-873-4422. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt is singing this. Welcome back here to the PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports. Here on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The one and only Santa baby himself, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Very great to be with you. And I'm just finishing up my Kit Kat.
We celebrated here since we're on Sports Byline. I brought in a box of Kit Kat bars and sent them out to the entire staff. Yeah. And everybody is eating these Kit Kat bars.
Great. They are great. They're tasty. And, it's kind
tasty
of
tasty
like,
and what?
And it's really, they're good for you.
They are really Kit Kat.
Really good for you.
Wait a minute. You're Fred Dreyer. People will learn about you that you eat salmon and green vegetables and broccoli. And everything is about alkaline, and a sick body is an acid body. You're not going to eat the white sugar. Not going to eat the sugar, the white flour. You're not going to overdo the alcohol at all. And yet you're saying Kit Kat bars are good for you?
Yeah, it challenges the system. It lets the system know who's boss.
Is that what it is?
That's what it does.
All right, blockbuster trade this week. Yeah. Let's talk about this three-player trade between the Dodgers, the White Sox, and the Reds, Fred Dreyer.
Now, here's the deal.
What is it?
Let me set this up for our listeners. There's been great criticism. I believe it's fair to say there's been great criticism that the new Dodger ownership has been tardy, lax, and a little bit behind the curve here, while all the other teams are just going out there and grabbing, like Easter eggs, all of these free agents. And
grabbing like Easter eggs?
Yeah. It's an Easter egg hunt.
Gotcha.
Got
so
it?
Zach Greinke was one of the big scorers.
You're not having trouble with
that. No, I like the whole imagery. Easter egg hunt. Okay, go ahead. Well, I see Bruce Bochy over there. Bruce Bochy of the Giants, his basket is full of eggs. Look at at the Cubs. Woo!
Yeah, and on
that, Madden has got a lot of Easter eggs there.
Yeah, and all the players you signed, like Cueto, are in the basket.
Yes, they're right. Yeah. Okay,
right.
Okay,
you got it. You got the image.
Teams, I got the image.
All right, I just want to help you up. I think the audience is a little ahead
of
you.
They got it. They're ahead of me.
So anyway, it's the White Sox, it's the Reds, and the Dodgers.
Yep.
White Sox send pitcher Frankie Montas, M-O-N-T-A-S, 22, Micah Johnson, 25, second baseman, and Trace Thompson, 24, outfielder, to the Doyers. And the Doyers send Jose Peraza, outfield infielder, Scott Schebler, outfielder, and infielder Brandon Dixon to the Reds. Okay. So the Dodgers have gotten... I don't know what they did.
They got this Frankie Montas.
Here's what they did. They traded three young guys for three young guys.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You got that 1-2 punch now of Clayton Kershaw and Frankie Montas. Just like they had with Zach Greinke and Kershaw. Now you got Montas in that spot right there.
Yeah, it's Montas. And then don't forget Alex Wood.
He's still on the
there. Don't forget him. He's our eighth starter.
Yes, but he's moved up to the fifth position. So, yeah, the Dodgers, definitely their starting pitching is hurting, but that wasn't their problem. It is now because they lost to Greinke.
They have
no bullpen.
Well, exactly.
So is Montas a bullpen guy or is he a starter?
No, he's a starter.
Yeah.
Okay. He's 22, and, you know, he's
might be all right.
He's Montes. He's of the great Montes family down there in Coenga.
Yeah, that's good.
And then Micah Johnson, M-I-C-A-H.
Montes and Micah.
Johnson.
And Trace.
Yeah.
Trace
and,
Atkins.
And Trace Thompson.
Oh, Trace Thompson. I thought they got Trace Atkins. No, sorry. Yeah. He's a country singer. Anyway, so the Dodgers get that. The Reds get the infielder, outfielder Jose Peraza, Scott Schebler, and infielder Brandon Dixon from the Dodgers.
Yep.
And who did the White Sox, what do they?
Well, here's what the White Sox get. All-star third baseman Todd Frazier from Cincinnati.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Why didn't the Dodgers get Todd Frazier? They could have moved some people around.
They could
have
moved him around and got a home run hitting third baseman.
Yeah.
They're going to need some home runs, I think, this year.
They're going to need some
home runs? They're going to need a lot of runs this year because nobody's
Here's the thing about starting pitching. It's not what it's cracked up to be because the starting pitching only goes five innings, six maybe at best. You better have a halfway decent or a great bullpen or you're not going to be
anywhere. No, you're not wrong about that. I mean, the Kansas City showed that they don't need to have outstanding of starting pitching, or I should say overpowering starting pitching, as long as you're able to score runs and have a great bullpen.
Yep.
So if you can do that, then I guess you got a shot. I don't know.
So Montes is he's 22, as you mentioned, was originally signed by the Red Sox. He's from the Dominican Republic, and he was signed back in 2009, was dealt to the White Sox. Back in 2013, they had a three-way trade that had Garcia in Chicago, Jake Peavy in Boston, and Jose Iglesias in Detroit. And across maybe six minor league seasons, Montes has pitched a 3.86 ERA, but that's the minors. He should get a little better ERA than that, shouldn't he?
I'm looking at this sheet, and there's nothing but stats on it.
I
it's
know.
Just killing me. It's like, listen, I went from
I'm sorting them out for you.
Well, wait a minute. I went from the debates to this, to the baseball stats.
Montes has been exclusively, he's worked as a starter since 2013. Johnson, on the other hand, this guy, Micah Johnson, turns 25 on December 18th, or did turn 25 here coming up on the 18th, and he's played 36 games for the White Sox last season. In four minor league campaigns, Johnson batted .301 and stole 153 bases and has played predominantly at second base 336 games. Now, Thompson... This guy, Trace Thompson, he is 24. He is an L.A. native, so he may be excited because he's coming home.
Great-great-grandfather, Mickey Thompson.
Come off a successful 44-game rookie stint with the White Sox.
Bobby Thompson.
And is he related to Bobby Thompson?
Not at all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, and in the minors, Thompson put in, it's okay in the I don't know. I don't
think one of the Thompson twins.
This trade is just nothing blockbuster about it.
Well,
it's just a trade.
It's baseball minutia.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to drive any of these people crazy, you know, any of your enemies like the Chinese or the Russians, just start loading up on your government computer.
Yeah.
When they start cracking into it's a trap that they fall into, like 155 years of American baseball of minutia and stats. It'll kill them. They'll surrender.
Put on your government
computer.
You don't
have to waterboard anybody. Just start reading this stuff.
Put on your government computer, send the hard drive to Hillary Clinton. She'll dispose of it for you. Now, here's the thing that I'm looking at, you know, that this trade comes through. This might be okay for the Dodgers because their front office does these kind of weird, kind of stupid trades. That's what they did when they were with Tampa Bay.
Well, the sideways trade.
This might be good. They might know something we don't know.
Well, that's their business.
That's
their business to know.
Yeah.
Now, I will know this. I do know that Scott Schebler and Peraza are pretty good players.
Right.
And okay.
So we got rid of those.
We're getting rid of those for an upgrade.
Yeah. So those go to the Reds. Those guys.
So they go to the Reds, and the Dodgers get from the White Sox. All three of their players come from the White Sox. Frankie Montes, he sang that song, "Let's Dance."
That was Chris Montes.
That was Chris Montes.
Chris.
Yeah. Anyway,
Chris and Frankie.
And then
Montes.
Micah Johnson, one of the. Howard Johnson chain of restaurants.
I don't think that's true either, but anyway, this is Micah.
He's 25, and then Micah Thompson's one of the Thompson twins.
Now the Reds got to Frazier, okay, but they get to Peraza. They gave up Frazier. They get Peraza, who was – the Dodgers just traded for him recently from the Braves. He's 21, and he was a top 100 prospect. He batted .302. I think this was a mistake getting rid of this guy.
Nobody cares.
You know, he stole he had 201 steals in five major league seasons, and he was going to be at shortstop. They might have needed help there.
Baseball stats.
And Schebler, is 25, should go good power.
Is this
the
type of show we're going to have, you think?
I think this one you wanted to start with.
Going forward?
No. It's nothing at all.
It's going to be a stat show.
No, but this is it. Now,
come back and I'll give you the batting averages of the Chicago Cubs in 1968.
Here's a better one for you. You got a lineup of Cuban-born baseball stars, including some of the great defectors recently, returned triumphantly to Cuba.
Like who?
Yasiel Puig was there, Brian Pena,
yeah.
Jose Abreu, Alexi Ramirez.
Anybody arrested?
No, nobody was arrested.
Anybody
clubbed? Maybe Puig.
Anybody clubbed in the head?
Puig, there could have been some problems with Puig. We don't know yet. I don't have an updated report.
If we can get down to Dodger Stadium, I'm sure that Puig, in his locker, not only has a gift pizza from Tommy but
LaSorda.
He's got a box of great
cigars.
Great.
He's got a box of Cubans, and he's got some cigars there as well.
He does.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're coming straight ahead at you. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, please do.
F-R-E-D. There's your Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
That's the way to do it.
At crntalk.com. crntalk.com.
Hi, folks. This is Larry Minetti. And many of you out there suffer from skin problems. Well, I've been telling you for months how to solve that problem. It's called Herpanacin. It's the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out. It gets rid of all kinds of acne on your back, your neck, your face, so you can feel and you could look like a movie star. Herpanacin is a natural supplement. It was created by Dr. Wayne Diamond and his staff, and trust me, this really works. I've been on these supplements for over a year now and never had a problem. There is no reason in the world to wake up and be afraid to look in the mirror. You trust Larry. Just try it. Call 888-467-4200. 888-467-4200.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
CRN travelers, relax at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Come to quality and come to luxury. Experience the newly renovated guest rooms. They're generously sized and they're decorated in the Tuscan tradition. They have great, incredible pillow top mattresses, luxurious linens, and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access. There's warm cookies and coffee every evening in the hotel lobby, and you can visit the newly remodeled Equus Restaurant and Equus Lounge with its new wine bar. It's the ideal place to relax and enjoy a glass of wine and watch our What's Cooking on Wine show on CRN with host Larry Van Alst on Wednesdays. It's the Fountain Grove Inn, Hotel, and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country. It's easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com.
The best time of the year.
Yeah, it is.
Burl Ives. A Little Bitty Tear Let Me Down. That was another good song by Burl.
I know he did. Yeah, Holly Jolly Christmas got some good ones.
Yeah, he did real well.
Welcome
I was surprised.
Back.
You know, Burl Ives played Big Papa in a Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Tennessee Williams played.
He did with Burl Ivers and that? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
He played Big Daddy.
Are you eating something here on the show?
No.
Kit Kat Bar?
No, I'm
Tootsie
not.
Roll?
No, I'm not.
Welcome back here to the PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. We're talking about this Dodger blockbuster trade. A little bit follow-up news after that, just to kind of close it out. Apparently, Todd Frazier says he's very excited. He said he wanted to play his entire career with the Cincinnati Reds, but he took a look at the White Sox projected lineup, and he is grinning. He says, I've got to be truthful to you. I'm pretty excited. I just saw the lineup on TV, and it put a smile on my face. Here's the White Sox potential opening day lineup. Adam Eaton in center field, Jose Abreu at first base, Melky Cabrera at left field, Todd Frazier, third base, Brett Lowry, second base, Adam LaRoche, the DH, Avisal Garcia is right field. Deonor Navarro, that guy is there at Chicago.
Deonor?
Yeah, he got these. I think they traded for him this year.
He's a catcher? He's a catcher.
Yep. And Tyler Saldino at shortstop. So there you have the opening day lineup.
How do you spell Saldino?
S-A-L-D-S-S-A-L-A-D-I-N-O, Saladino.
Saladino.
So I will Saladino, please, and put on some
Roquefort.
Roquefort cheese. Thank you. You'll always remember Saladino's name. All right, what else we got going here? So,
so what you're saying is you're reading the roster down. It's like, is that the Cuban White Sox?
No. Is that
the American?
This is the American White Sox.
American League White Sox.
They got Adam Eaton, but they got Abreu and Cabrera, and then they got Todd Frazier.
Why don't we just move the Major League Baseball down to Cuba now?
I think they would like that.
Big tax break for all the owners.
It'd be, and there might be, who knows, maybe as things soften up, there might be a team in Cuba, as they say, the Ricky Ricardos.
Although, say I'm home.
That'd be good. Now, the Giants, they strengthened. They got, Dodgers should have been going after Johnny Cueto, but it looks like the Giants signed
up to a six-year deal. I don't subscribe to the fact that Dodgers screwed up by passing on Cueto.
You really?
Yeah. The word on Cueto was, and some take it to, think this is important, but the rumor was throughout the year he was inconsistent in making his bullpen starts. You know what I mean?
So he would, you mean in between
starts?
In between starts.
He'd
throw in the bullpen.
His pattern and the way he prepared himself was erratic. It wasn't consistent, and he didn't have that great a year.
Yep.
He would have some great games, some dominating games, and other times he'd be out in fourth, fifth inning.
He's 29, Cueto. He's lifetime 96-70. He's got a 3.30 ERA.
3.30?
Yeah, and he's had all-star appearances in eight seasons with the Reds and the Royals.
Eight seasons with the Reds.
Yeah, so...
That's the guy that turned like... he's like Louis Tiant. He pitches like Louis Tiant. He'll wind up, and then he turns and turns his shoulder,
right,
his left shoulder to home plate, hesitates, and then uncoils.
That's it. The Royals acquired Cueto from the Reds this past July at the non-waiver trade deadline. And he was disappointing in Kansas City early in the year, 4-7 with a 4.76 ERA. And then he turned around and did pretty well, pitched for the Reds.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this another commercial break?
Yeah, coming up, we'll be right back here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. This is a quick one. We'll be right back here just for the stations to identify themselves. It is the PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports. You can go ahead and email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can follow him on Twitter, which he was pretty busy during that debate and at these trade deadlines. He loves to talk about that.
Yeah,
that's Fred _Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred _Dreyer. Stay with us here on Sports Byline and CRN.
CRN. This report is brought to you by Blackhawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, wherever you may be. Welcome back here to the PM Show Weekend Edition on Sports. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The Sultan of Safeties. You should tell people about this. A lot of people don't know that you have the record for two safeties in one game.
I think a lot of people know that.
Well, I think they're more going to know it now. When was that? In what month was that?
October 21st.
Are you eating something again?
My Kit Kat.
October 21st.
Excuse me.
What year?
1973. LA Coliseum between the Los Angeles Rams, which I was a member of.
And
at
the
that
Vikings,
time.
Right?
No. Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers, okay.
Yeah. And there's two safeties sacking two quarterbacks.
How did it happen
I'm
with
tell
two
you.
Safeties?
Here it goes.
Yeah.
Two quarterbacks, which is really the trivia question to the conundrum.
Because you got it from two different quarterbacks.
That's correct. Against. And so we always ask, have a lot of fun with it. And nowadays, you can look this stuff up as we speak.
Right.
But the two quarterbacks were Scott Hunter. And Jim Delgazzo, a lefty.
Jim,
he was a little squirrely. You know, he used to get jittery back there and run around, you know. And so we had the Green Bay backed up into their own end zone right around their own 10-yard line.
Right.
And as fate has it, this was the day that I was christened Sultan.
This was when you were known as the Sultan?
No. This was the day I was christened Sultan.
Really? Now, what is that all about? What do you mean by you were christened
Sultan? I'm a Sultan of Safeties.
Right. This day. This is what it is.
That was the day I became Sultan of Safeties.
So who was quarterbacking first? Hunter?
So, like right now. Yeah. Yes. He was. Then Jim Delgazzo came in.
So Hunter's sitting there on the 10-yard line. You got him lined up, and he's behind there. And he goes back to what? Pass? He's looking for
a run. Of course.
He's going to dig. He's digging back to look for somebody open. And what do you do?
Of course, we are great cover people. Had him blocked down.
Yep.
Had nowhere to go with it, and then here comes the would-be Sultan.
So, Sultan, where'd you come out of? Just out of the blue? Did you see it in his eyes? How'd you get through? How'd you get through the line? Something open up?
It was like a wooden Indian back there. He was just...
He
was just standing there.
Just standing there. And you nailed him, right? Right there?
Yeah, that's right. And right into the end zone.
So that's number one.
And then number two is later on, I think, in that quarter...
Same quarter?
I think it was the same quarter.
Wow.
We were ahead. We beat them 24-7, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they went back to pass again. Same thing happened.
Jim Delgazzo still about the 10-yard line. Backed up, and he's looking to pass, and he got everybody covered, and you come right in there, and Delgazzo loses his gaze pretty quickly after you hit him, right? Goes right down.
He de-gazzoed.
That you became the Sultan of Safeties.
And then that was the day I was notified that, guess what? You're Sultan.
So the Sultan of Safety. And you have your own show, we should mention, on Sharon Stone's new program.
Yeah, I have two. I was in it twice. And, my character is the type of a character that's recurring.
Yeah.
How much it recurs, who knows?
Character, you're the father of Agent X, for God's sakes.
That's
Come
right.
on, get the story out there.
Me and my boy.
You and your boy.
Boy.
So how's football looking to you? We're winding things down now, and it's like on any given Sunday, give me a break here. You can't predict games anymore.
Well look, the Patriots, I think, to me, do the best job of tuning their vehicle while the race is going on. May I use that analogy?
I love that. That's another good one here. Tuning their vehicle.
That's right.
While the race is going.
Well, look.
So if they hear a little, Tomas, you got his attention on this because he's got those power cars.
Who's that?
Tomas has got all those automobiles, and he keeps them working like fine jewelry.
Well,
like
appreciate. Well, then you'll appreciate this, Tomas. You in there? Yeah. There you go.
Okay, so.
With LeGarrette Blount running back for the Patriots having a hip injury during last week's game against Houston, the Patriots are now looking for another back. So what they did is they're now meeting with Steve Jackson, the old St. Louis Ram running back.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good back. I don't know how much he's got, but they're asking him to block. primarily in that system, you got to protect Brady. You need a big horse back there to do that. And Jackson is that indeed a big back. So they're looking at him. Julian Edelman, the receiver, slot man, he's coming back to practice. Looks very good in practice, so he'll probably play.
Okay.
So with three more games left in the season, the regular season, then the Pats are trying to stay healthy. They got to keep Gronk healthy. So if they can get ahead in these games and it looks as though that they're going to be okay, then they're going to start resting some people. And I wouldn't doubt if Brady gets a snooze here pretty soon.
And Andrew Luck of the Colts has returned to practice again a little
bit. Nobody cares about that.
They don't?
No. People in Indianapolis might.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do.
He's their
franchise quarterback.
Yes, that is. And he's been out for a while. And he's done nothing all year, unfortunately. And so has the team. The coach may be back. Maybe he won't be back. There's going to be about four or five coaches, I think, out of here next year.
We should maybe put you up for a coach. We'll talk more about that straight ahead here on the PM
I'm available.
Show Weekend
Salton's,
Edition
Salton's here.
On Sports with Fred Dreyer.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You ever heard of BetDSI?
BetDSI.
Yeah, now if you're a fan of the sports books in Las Vegas, you have to check out this site. BetDSI.eu. They've got the odds on all the sports events, and even if you're not a sports fan, you bet on the upcoming elections next year, the Oscars, reality television,
Trump.
If you want to do. And you can also play their online casino and poker tournaments.
Oh, wow, they have those too, huh?
Yeah.
BetDSI.eu. When you go to Vegas, you have to spend a lot of money on hotels, transportation, entertainment, all that. Why spend that money when you can take money and bet on BetDSI.eu? They've been around for 16 years, and they're A-plus rated.
And you can set up an account today, and when you do so, use my promo code FRED10. And get $10 free just for trying it out.
Wow.
This is for a limited time only, folks. So
BetDSI.eu.
Yeah, that's right.
And you put the promo code FRED10, you get a free $10 to BetDSI.eu.
So you get free $10 to play with BetDSI.eu with my code FRED10.
FRED10.
And that's BetDSI.eu.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground.
Yeah.
It's time for play. It's a winter's day. I wait for it to blow year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees.
And the sun is red, like a broken head. It shines through your nose, won't freeze.
Welcome back here to the PM Show. On Sports Weekend Edition, I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I must tell
that's
you.
That's Dean Martin. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I miss the Rat Pack.
I do, too.
Don't you?
Yeah.
And I used to tell my mother, I'd say, you know, my mom was born in 1919.
Yeah.
And my father in 1914.
Dad was 1913, and my mom, I believe, was 1916.
So our parents are about 17. Close to 100 years of age, if not 100 years of age.
Exactly.
So I used to tell my mom, I said, I'm very jealous. I love your sisters and your brothers and your mother and your father and my grandparents. I'm jealous of that era.
That you weren't around for that era.
I wish that I had been born a generation in my mother's generation, several generations.
You would like that.
I would have loved to have been born in 1915 with my father and had the remembrance of what kids had memories of the World War I, World War II, and the foraging of the country and the fight and the struggle and patriotism. And then right around, my proper time, I'd be out of here.
Well, my dad always was talking to my uncle that he'd say, you know, we were in the best generation because we saw, you know, the horse buggies and all, and then cars, and then electricity, and then radio, and all that stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff really.
When we were children, when we were kids, I mean, I'm older.
We've just seen the video games develop here while we've been growing up.
I'm older than you, I believe, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
You look older, but I'm older.
You are much older, pal.
Yeah, so I'm older than you.
Here, take my shawl.
Yeah, I'm older than you. Let me get my teeth in so I can talk correctly.
Thank you. Those are my teeth.
Do I have the right teeth in?
No, give back to me. There, that's much better. Thank you.
You know, I don't think you'll ever see, and you won't, you'll never see the movie stars and the great baseball players of the decades.
You're right.
You know, now. I mean, when I was a kid, think of all the great movie stars that were there.
Yeah.
The studio system was flourishing. You know, before
Clark
television,
Gable
before
and John Wayne
before
and
all this other garbage took over.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, and all these places. All these great stars and I have to tell you about my date with Elizabeth Taylor one of these days.
Well, hold on,
I don't have enough time now. I mean, me and Liz.
I'm sorry.
Me and Liz.
You
I'll tell you. Yes,
yes.
I took her out.
Elizabeth Taylor.
I went to her home. I took her out. I picked her up.
Ooh.
Gave her a corsage. And then
corsage?
I did the whole thing.
I thought of a massage you said there. Okay, corsage.
Well, it was in there.
All
later.
Right. So anyway, how did you ask her out? How did you work up the guts? Were you in a movie or what?
Well, but let me just say this. That I used to tell my mom that your generation gave us the greatest movie stars ever, and I said that, and I still miss that to this day is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but anyway, what'd you ask me?
How did you meet Liz Taylor? Were you on a
Hugh Hefner introduced me to her.
Oh, and so you asked her out that time?
Literally.
Seriously. You met her and you said I'd like to go out with you sometime.
No, here's what happened.
Yeah.
I go up to watch a movie at Hefner's house
at the Playboy Mansion.
That's right. And nobody was in there. I said, where is everybody? And they said, everybody's outside near the pool. We're a little late because Hef is entertaining with Miss Elizabeth Taylor, and everybody's gathered around the tables, and we're going to be running a little late, but they're on their way in now, so just go in and have a seat. So I walked outside. And as I was walking outside toward the pool where everybody was, here they come.
They're walking
about
towards you.
20, 30 people behind Hefner and Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
So they're walking towards me, and I'm walking towards them. And as I get to about maybe 10 feet away, Hef looks up, kind of acknowledges me with a look. Elizabeth Taylor looks up and looks at me and recognizes me and says, I love your show. I watch it every Saturday night. She says, you're the best. And I walked over to her, and as God is my witness, I gently grabbed her.
You did.
And I bent her down and gave her a kiss.
Oh, my. You swept her off her feet.
I swept her off her feet.
Right then and there.
And everybody started laughing.
Casanova.
She was wonderful. She's a great sport.
What
just
did she
a great
say?
Sport. She just said, she says, She says, that was fabulous. She says, I mean that. I just loved you and loved your show. And I said, well, how wonderful that is. And let's go. Will you sit next to me in the movies? And I said, well, I'm kind of tall. I may not be able to fit a block people's heads and stuff. And she says, I'm going to go in and watch the movie for a little while. Then I'm going to go home. I said, well, I'll be right here. I'll be right here. Okay. So I went in and sat down. She sat over there with Hefner on the big couch and stuff. The movie was playing. I kind of walked around and got a coffee outside in the foyer and everything. And here she comes. She comes outside. And she says, it was so wonderful meeting you. And she says, honestly, she says, I'm thrilled to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I said,
so
same
you were
thing.
Waiting for her. You were waiting.
That's right. So I said, yeah. I said, I cannot tell you what you've meant to me and certainly to my growing up and being a movie fan and stuff. Now, about 3 days, 4 days later,
yeah,
her good friend, our mutual friend, calls me and says, Elizabeth wants to see you.
Wow.
And I said, give me your phone number. So I called her. She got on the phone. She says, where are you? And I said, I'm just moments away.
God. Where are you?
That's what she said. Where are you? And I said, I'm moments away. She says, well, get up here. And so I drove up St. Cloud.
House.
I drove up St. Cloud to Beverly Hills, Westgate. Went right up the hill. And she opened the gate. Now, here's what's interesting.
You little devil.
When I drove in, made the turn.
Yes.
What's he doing?
Tomas
there?
Is
look at
drooling.
Tomas.
He is our producer. Is drooling.
That's
in
why
there.
They call me the Sultan, Tomas.
That's right. Sultan.
So anyway, so I drive in.
Yeah.
And so I get out and I look around the house and as I walk up to the door, doors open for me. The doorman, yeah, the guy there, the house guy's there. And I said, I'm here to see. She said, yes, go in and have a seat. Just look around, and she'll be down in a moment. So I go in and start looking around. I looked around inside the entry room.
Yes.
And there's a little room, a little alcove to the left as you go in.
Right.
And on two walls, there's a sitting room. And on the two walls of these sitting in this sitting room might be $300 million in paintings.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, Chagall's, De Gaulle,
Chagall.
Chagall's, everybody. So all of these great, great works of art are there. I'm looking at everything. And I go outside and I walk around. And I drop down to the bottom part of the property and I look back at the house and I'm seeing how it's made, you know, kind of like architecture.
That's you. That's so you.
So I'm
you're
looking around.
For Taylor,
and then
the
I see
out.
Someone coming down
how was the house
through the
built?
Window.
Bricks?
I'm going to tell you.
So never mind.
That's right. So I walked back into the house, and Elizabeth Taylor comes down, and I said, it's great to see you. How are you? I give her a hug and a little peck on the cheek. And I'm there holding her hand, and I said, you know, I love this house. I like the way it's laid out and stuff. I said, it's bigger than it looks. And she says, well, I put the bedroom that you see is that I just walked down from is the only addition that I made to the property. It's
did
not,
you ask
it's not
you
the
could
original.
See it?
No. But here's what she said. She says, I designed and put the bedroom up above this wing of the house.
Right.
She says, it's a flat ranch style house, like a crescent shaped California ranch house.
Right.
And open beams and stuff. And she says, this was Nancy Sinatra's house. It
Whoa.
Was built for Nancy Sinatra Sr. by Frank when they split up in the late 50s, early
Wow.
50s.
Wow.
She says, he built this property for her. So this was her place. And she says, and I came in, and there's a couple of the people that owned it before me. But I had to put the bedroom up there. And she says, you'll have to see it sometime. And so she says, so where are we going? And I said, I got a place to take you. I guarantee you never know.
El Tiramisu.
And I says, I'm taking you to the San Fernando Valley.
Is that where you're
and
taking
she
it?
Looks at me and says, you know, I haven't been there in a long time. I used to keep a horse that I owned as a little girl. And that horse was National Velvet.
Yes, I was going to say. So where did you take her? What place did you end up
Tiramisu.
You seriously? You
I
took
told
her to
El Tiramisu. El Tiramisu on Woodman and Ventura Boulevard. Now,
you have brought those guys more business over
absolutely,
the years.
Absolutely. They're
great. Elizabeth Taylor.
And you can attest
there.
To the cuisine.
It's great cuisine.
So anyway, so I'm there, and she says, just a second, I forgot my ring. She goes back upstairs, and she comes back down, and she, out of her purse, pulls a velvet pouch.
Yes.
Opens it up and pours out into the palm of her hand the diamond Richard Burton bought her.
Oh, my.
That's the size of a hard-boiled egg.
That's really...
It is the size of a hard-boiled
egg. It really is egg. That big, huh?
Yes, it is. So I'm looking at it, and I said, could I hold that? And she closed her hand and looked at me, and she says, I don't know if I trust you, if I know you enough. I said, well, I'm right here. I'm not going to run out the door. She was kidding.
Yeah.
And so I opened both hands, and she laid this egg... shaped diamond into my hand.
Yes.
It felt like a baseball. That's how heavy it was. And so I looked at it, I held it up, and I felt it, fondled it. And it was...
You're talking the ring here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just said, isn't it a burden? I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? She says, you know, you're one of the only few people that have really talked to me about the responsibility of this. She says, you know, I have... so much jewelry, you can't believe it. I have the world's greatest jewelry. And I said, oh, great. She said, no, don't say great. It is. When I tell you I have the greatest jewelry collection in the world, I do. She says, I have boxes of jewelry up in my, you know, here at the place.
And she's hinting strongly for you to go check out the bedroom.
I know. So I said, and I'm a gentleman. So I said, I would love to see your jewelry collection. She says it is so overwhelming at times. I can't believe that I'm in possession of these great gems. And so anyway, she put the ring on her finger. I put it on her finger for her, and it looked great there. I said, let's go. Got her in the car. Drove down to El Tiramisu. We had a great meal. Had laughed it up. Introduced her to Evo. Evo came by and. And you know, Evo was the restaurateur to the stars when he first came here
Grove.
In 1959. Coconut Grove.
Yeah, right.
He was Sinatra, you know, everybody. You name
so
it.
So what
everybody.
Happened? I know that's all good, but what happened after dinner?
So anyway, we went to dinner and stuff.
We want
to
know about.
We had coffee and tea and all this stuff.
Yeah,
we talked
and then,
about.
And then
we talked a lot about her interest in the AIDS Foundation. We talked a lot about politics in general, about the country, about children, and talked to her about my daughter. All this other stuff. She says, "You must." Introduce me to your daughter, Kate, because I want her to see my jewelry. She'll get a big kick out of that.
Did you do that?
No, it never happened.
What happened?
Well, we just kind of drifted off a little bit, you know.
So you only had the one date?
Two.
Oh, brother.
So,
oh, come on.
So,
next week, I got to hear about the second date.
No, I can't tell you that much.
Yes,
so anyway,
you can.
We go back to the house.
Can't tell
we
me about
drive
that one.
In. We sit next to the fountain there.
Yeah.
And we're right in front door, and we're sitting out in the car like teenagers. And we talked for a couple of hours, and she talked to me about everything. And she says, she leaned close to me, and she says, I don't know why.
Yes.
I'm telling you all of these things.
Well,
I said,
yes.
Because you trust me and you know, and you can trust me. And she says, that's probably what it is, don't you think?
I
said,
think it was
that's
more.
What it is.
Second
we had
date.
It was like
second
I had date. Known her for 50 years of my life.
Did you go to the bedroom that night?
No, I did not.
But the second date, did she shout, "Oh, Sultan"?
No.
Well, I got to hear about
you
the
want,
second
you,
date.
You want to take? You want to steer this?
Audience.
You want to engineer
I'm here
this?
For our
you want to cheapen my date sports. With Elizabeth?
No, I don't. I just want all the details.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you.
With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Great Johnny Mathis singing. Welcome back.
Wait a minute, that's Johnny Mathis? I thought that was Tomas.
Tomas, our producer, is big in the karaoke circuit in Southern California. We do this show out of Los Angeles. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the PM show on sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
And Michael Horn. And,
yep.
And Tomas, have you learned this one yet that you can sing this for us, Tomas? At some point, will you be able? No, not yet?
I don't think we want to hear it, do we?
Yeah, we want to do maybe for next week, we want to have you do a little Christmas song for us.
Tomas, when you leave work tonight, are you going to go, what mall are you going to sing?
You got to go sing and perform somewhere?
You have a bullhorn that you just pull up to any mall and get out and start singing, don't you?
Yeah, he does something.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, in the news, so this Ronda Rousey, you know, she got beat up pretty bad by Holly Holm.
I wish I knew her.
And I do like Ronda Rousey. We got to get her on the show. Let's see if we get our producer Courtney
Get her in studio.
So she gets beat up bad, gets hit in the face. I mean, she can, I think she's a jaw there. She doesn't know if she can eat an apple for 6 months. And she made a promise before the fight that she would attend the Marine Corps ball in South Carolina. Apparently, this guy, Marine Lance Corporal Jared Hassert, invited her
Hassert.
As his Hassert, like in Dennis, but different spelling. Hassert wanted her to be his plus one, and she said, yes, I would go. And she showed up, even though she was depressed and on the couch.
She was great.
She came there, and she showed up, and she said he was a real gentleman, a real sweetheart. It was the only smiling I've been doing. I think lots of smiling, but no dancing. I don't dance in public. And then she said, I told him I would be personally offended if he ever came in town and didn't hit me up.
Quote, unquote.
Now, she's got a boyfriend there, Travis Brown, but apparently she has a best friend here in Jared Hassert.
Corporal Jared Hassert.
Jared Hassert.
Yeah, she's great, and that was a great thing for her to do. I think she gained a lot of fans. You know, I think she realized that you got to prepare for these fights no matter how good you think you are, because there's always somebody down there,
she'll be
down
fine.
Under, that will pound you out.
That's our show. Thanks for listening. If you missed anything, go to our website, crntalk.com/PM show on sports with Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
And follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final words, Fred.
I miss my mother and my father, especially at this time of year, and I can't wait to be with my loved ones.
Happy holidays to all.